Welcome to your five for today. We get lots of books coming in and out of our house. Some are passed on to my wife and me from friends. Occasionally our exasperated children give them to us as presents, being at their wits' end as to what to get us as presents. Sometimes I am reading books from my Christian library, then passing them on, trying to help our children when the time comes to dispose of our possessions. One book remains a daily constant in my life, and has been for decades, and I never tire of reading it, and that is my Bible. I start every day by reading from it, as it is vital to my spiritual growth and well-being. In the chapel I attend, we also make a lot of it, and in our weekly meeting, we always read and discuss a given passage, and have lately been studying the last but one book in the Bible, a letter written by a man called Jude. Today I want to share some thoughts that have been a blessing to us as a congregation, and I trust will be to you, from the last two verses of the letter. Verse 24 reads, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling." The word falling there actually means stumbling. The longer I have been a Christian, the more I marvel at the greatness, care, and competence of my God and Saviour. He truly is one who is able. Able in every situation. Able to be there for me. In the context of this verse, he is able to keep me. The meaning of this expression is that he is so interested in me, he guards me, he keeps watch over me. But more, he is able to keep me from stumbling. We have a lady in our congregation who is not steady on her feet, and usually someone walks with her at her elbow to ensure she doesn't stumble and fall. To me, this is a beautiful picture of someone who cares and is just like my Lord and Saviour. In every circumstance of life, he is right at my side to keep me from falling into circumstances that will be to my detriment. But there is more. He is able to present every believer faultless or blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. The wonderful meaning of this part of the verse is that in a day to come, when I as a believer reach heaven and home, I will not have to stand before God to answer for all my sins, of which sadly there have been many. Rather, he will greet me and see me in all the perfection of Jesus. And because that will be so, it will be the most joyful of occasions. Can I think of anything better to anticipate at the end of life's journey? Thank God if you can identify with these thoughts, because you too are a believer in the Lord Jesus. If you aren't, and you don't share this confidence at the moment, then why not open your heart to him today? And on confession of your sin, welcome him in and share this blessing and anticipation. Thank you for your company on Five for Today.